You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. I just took a DNA test, turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them, that's the goddess in me. You could have had a bad bitch. Hello, hello, it's Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. I am in Japan right now. I've been on this epic two-week, almost three-week journey. I started in Tokyo. Then I went to Naoshima, then from there to Kyoto, Osaka, and now I'm in Hokkaido where I just brought in the new year. And I just wanted to say happy 2020 to all of you. It's like we're in the 20s now. I'm excited about it. This is some of my conversation with Giada from last episode, but this was when we focused on just our personal highlights. So you guys already heard us break down the best and worst beauty moments. But we wanted to also have time to just talk about how we're doing. What are the things that we're looking forward to? Looking back, what were some of our favorite personal moments of 2019? I hope you guys enjoy the episode, and I will be back next week with a new interview. So, personal highlights.
Okay.
Let me start with your interview.
Aww.
Which, let me get the exact title of it. Do you remember the title of the interview?
Oh my God. I don't remember the, I remember it being
Breaking down
beauty or something about
melanated skincare.
Yes. Let's see.
Let me get the official.
Oh my God. Brooke, you have so many episodes now.
I know.
You're legit.
I just crossed episode 100.
Stop.
So it's
wait, we should throw a party.
I know. Well.
Well, you had the brunch.
Yes, I had the brunch. Okay. That's another highlight. Okay. So. The episode was from June 24th. It's called Breaking Down the Beauty Industry.
Wow.
Melanated Skin and Product Development. So
June feels like forever ago.
I mean, it kind of was. And so many people reached out to me and said, not only did they listen and love it, that they've re-listened to it, that they've listened again and taken notes, that they've really learned a lot from all of the knowledge you dropped on that episode.
That makes my heart jump.
it was such a highlight.
It was definitely one of the highlights literally of 2019.
Oh my gosh.
It was so good.
It was great. But we also, it was such a moment for me too, because I learned a lot about the beauty industry because no less than 24 hours post-release, we have got PR people, we've got legal
teams. Brooke is going there.
I mean, let's just go there.
That's why I love the podcast though. You're so candid. Like everything that Brooke says, like actually has happened. Like Brooke and I, after the episode, we were just like exchanging notes and emails that came in from like PR executives, brand executives, trying to clear things up, trying to get my point of view of certain things. So all that to say, never silence your voice. Because even after the episode I left, I'm like, oh my God, Brooke, did I say too much? And Brooke was like, no, you're good. We're good.
Exactly. So just to like bring everyone up to speed, we talked about the fact that you were called the N-word at L'Oreal in a corporate setting.
The L'Oreal.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is your truth. And that happened to you and you were allowed to talk about that.
Right.
But they probably aren't used to having people speak out about those experiences.
Yeah. I think there's slowly some people that are being able to like step outside and stand on their own and tell their truths. Mm-hmm. But again, I mean, to my point earlier, like that was the pinnacle of like, you know, breaking into the industry. It's just scary. It's scary to come out there and tell your truth and like be comfortable enough to not be embarrassed, not to be scared or like feel under attack. So,
Did Any of your former colleagues reach out to you?
Definitely.
What did they say?
So a lot of my colleagues, a lot of them allies, it actually came out and said, you know, I commend you for talking about it.
Really?
And I know who you're talking about. And I had X experience with X person. And I'm like, wow, you know, like it's not even just for me.
Right.
It's the notion of bullying. We saw that on Estee Laundry with like all these brands where if you're more junior or even if you're senior, having to go through these loopholes to be hazed into the culture.
Yeah.
And it's just not cool.
It's just not cool. Yeah. Agreed. And then I'm like afraid to say the brand. You know what? Let's just not even say the name.
Okay.
They've since been acquired.
Okay.
You know the brand I'm thinking of.
Yes.
And it was just amazing to me how the founder and the head of PR, I think what's interesting to me is my podcast isn't the biggest podcast in the world. And there are tons of beauty podcasts that really cater to the industry.
Right.
So I'm not thinking that these brands are really listening, but honey.
Wasn't it like, honestly? Okay. So you literally pressed live on the episode, maybe at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And we got like emails 1 p.m.
Yeah. I mean, it was immediate. And I'm like, oh, wow, they're really, really listening.
Is it like Google Alerts perhaps? Or maybe are they just naturally always listening?
Maybe it's Google Alerts. But I think over time, I've realized how many
people are listening.
Yeah.
Good for you, bro.
I know. But that makes me feel even more empowered to like tell the truth and
yes.
like tell these stories, because podcasting has always for me been this space where you can be unencumbered from advertiser. Like it's really like this thing that I feel like I have independence and I can't compromise that. I can't edit out something my guest says because they don't agree with it.
That's why we love you.
Yes. Okay. So that was a personal highlight for me. You've been developing products since we talked.
Oh my God. Isn't it crazy? June was when we talked. And
you had just left Glossier, which was doing product development.
Product development at Glossier. And I just left. And like, I just thought there was such a quote unquote white space, is what we call it in marketing jargon.
Yeah.
Just white space and opportunity for me to create something for us.
Yes.
For us, not only just product perspective, but a space for us to just be.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have the Fenty's of the world, the Pat McGraths of the world, which are amazing and we needed them. But even then, these are like tools to transform into something else. You know what I mean? Like I've always wanted to just be me. Like if I want to go on a date, how do I be me with the guy that I'm dating? If I'm going to the supermarket, how do I be me? Yeah. Or even if you are like the top, you know, Jack Yayan influencer, how do I go to the supermarket and just be myself on your days off? You know, like your Sunday makeup. So that's what I was really intrigued by. And I just like hit the fuck, excuse me.
No, you can curse.
Okay. I hit the ground running. So like since June, I've literally been like people that have followed me on Instagram, like posting new submissions coming in from Italy, working with the vendors that I've formerly been working with, finessing the positioning.
Yes,
and like,
by the way, let's say what it's called so everyone can go follow.
Drum roll, please. So it's pronounced Amicole.
Amicole.
So, there we
Beautiful.
Go. Amicole. So www.amicole.com, spelled AMICOLE.com. And right now it's live just with the survey.
Okay.
So just to get, again, this is something I'm building with everyone, not just for myself.
Yes.
So I'm getting people literally put input. What do you already love?
Okay.
What are you already using? Like, what are the holes in the market? So that can really not just like, I hate people creating things just to create it.
Yeah.
So I'm like creating with like insightful input on like, what do you need? What are you looking for?
So what's the hardest part about developing cosmetics?
Yeah. You know what? Developing cosmetics is not as hard. It's the business side of it that's hard. You know what I mean? Like I love genuinely developing products.
Yes.
Like that's why I love my job at Glossier. So I love talking to chemists. I love going in, trying out new things. I have it on now.
Oh, it looks so good.
Thank you so much. So I love trying it out and finding like fine tuning the shades and so forth. It's the business aspect of it. And we'll talk about this probably later, but like raising money.
Yes.
Creating a business plan.
Yes.
Understanding strategic partners that you should be looking at and all this like, distribution, all these other nuances that you have some visibility into, but like you don't know until you're in the depth of it. So like I'm in the depth of it and like talking to other founders that are raising money, whether it be angel and that like VC, you name it.
I know you've talked to some very impressive people. Are you allowed to say who?
I can't say
yet,
but I'm excited that I've actually even had the opportunity to talk to these people, you know, like again, I'm a random girl, not random,
You're not
but
a
like,
random
okay,
girl.
All right, fine. I'm a girl from Harlem, you know, I'm first generation and like, it's crazy because even like I have to even explain it to my parents. Like, this is what I'm doing. Like, this is what raising money feels like. They're like, don't take anyone's money. I'm like, no. Let me explain like the idea of venture capital, the idea of angel investment. I'm like shattering, you know, ceilings, and it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And there are some days that I wake up, I'm literally like, I can't. But there are days like, I'm okay, I have to remember like, this is literally my dream. So yes. I have to like fight for it or it's not going to happen.
Right.
Every morning I have to convince myself like I'm the person for this job.
Yes.
And I just have to keep going.
That's amazing.
That's it.
And you're also probably explaining your product to largely white men.
Yes.
Right? In terms of who has the VC funding to help you.
Absolutely.
And they just may not get it, which is why you probably have a ton of numbers. The founder of Uoma Beauty.
Yes.
Oh, I just saw her speak. She was so inspiring, but she just talked about they may not understand your story or your product, but what everyone understands as a universal language is numbers.
That's it.
So you have to lead all of these pitches with numbers. This is the size of the market, the size of the opportunity. And this is all of the money that you're leaving on the table. Give me money to help me get all of this money and you'll reap the benefits.
You have to do all the work. And even down, I think she recently talked about like down the supply chain, like which means like, okay, if I create this here, it's going to import from Italy to New Jersey, from New Jersey to this place. Like, this is what this means. And these are all the new nuances to the business. You have to know your numbers. You have to be prepared. If you show an inkling of doubt, they will not fund you.
Wow.
It's like, it takes 2 seconds. You know what I mean? There's a passion behind it, of course. But like, unfortunately, women of color, we have to come with everything already buttoned up.
Of course.
Luckily, I've had the experience of, again, and working in the industry for quite some time, like 8 years plus. Yeah. But like, you know, you have to just go in there, button up. You have no choice.
I know.
And I love Sharon and what she's doing with Uoma Beauty. And it's like, it's a breath of fresh air because I'm talking to like VC capitalists who like, don't even know what a skin tint is. I'm like, oh, skin tint, this, da, da, da. They're like, what's
like,
that?
Let me ask my wife.
Why would you use that?
Yeah, or my daughter.
Let me ask my wife, my daughter, or like, but Fenty exists. Why would you do that? I'm like, but.
Yeah, a foundation is different from a skin tint. And
it's so different. And also like, I don't know who said this to me, but it was like, if you go in the bread, I mentioned this before, but if you go in the bread aisle, there are so many different like versions of bread.
Yeah.
Like if your unique bread and the way you make it, the way you market it, the way you package it just resonates differently with someone else's bread, right?
Of course.
So like if you go to like a Credo, if you go to Sephora, there were tens of eyeliners, but there's a reason why people are emotionally connected to one brand versus the other.
So true.
So I have to do the heavy lifting and explaining like what this means.
Yes.
And the other part to that is because there's so few, if one person messes up, everyone messes up. So
quite the burden.
It's such a burden. And it's like, that's why it's important for everyone to continue to uplift each other because, you know, you can fall across, you can fall up, but you can't like fall down.
Yes.
Which a lot of other brands have the luxury of doing.
Yes. Yeah. Are you going to make the cosmetics clean? This is my biggest question.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I love this.
So it's going to be non-toxic. Clean is such a nuanced word. And we talked about this our last episode. You know me, I'm very transparent. Probably too transparent. But the notion of non-toxic beauty essentially means whatever you put on your skin is not going to disrupt your endocrine system.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm like baffling. Endocrine system. So it won't negatively affect you, but that doesn't mean it's going to be an all natural brand because we want to package it the same way that you want it to be effective. You want it to last long. You want the same, you know, look of beauty, without it being compromised in any way.
Okay.
So all that to say, yes, it will be a non-toxic brand for women of color cosmetics.
Love it.
Coming out in 2020,
amazing,
which is very soon.
Foundation, lip gloss.
You stay tuned.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't wait.
But it's going to be a complexion product. It's going to be a lip gloss. It's a lip gloss / treatment as well. Here I am being transparent again.
No, I think it's good. People are excited. I'm ready to buy.
I'm excited too. It keeps me up.
Okay, amazing. Okay, so you've had a lot of like exciting personal stuff. For me, I feel like the iHeart Podcast Awards nomination.
Oh my God.
Can
you walk through again? I know you talked about this already, but like what?
Like someone just DM'd me and they were like, congrats on your iHeart nomination. And I was
like, what are you talking about?
I had interviewed Angela Yee a few weeks before and she's on The Breakfast Club and that's iHeart. Oh. So I was like, maybe Angela nominated me. And I ran into her because we were speaking at the same conference. And I was like, Angela, like, did you do this? And she was like,
what are you talking about?
She's like, no, like, she's like, you're amazing. You know, you're amazing. I was like, I know. Thank you. But like, did you do this? And she was like, no, like,
you have an amazing show. I had nothing to do with it. Like, she's like, wow. She's like, I wasn't nominated. I was like, okay, fair. She said she had nothing to do with it. And then I asked iHeart, I was like, so I'm going to the award show, which I'm so like,
when is it?
January 17th.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like trying to figure out my LA? Carpet look, LA. Oh yes, my I need to find makeup artists, hair people in LA. Cause like, when am I ever going to go to an award show? I mean, realistically, in my line
and
of work.
And nominated.
Like, well, yes, I've attended award shows, but like, when am I ever going to be a nominee for an award show and like get to like walk?
I can't wait. Please.
The red carpet.
Please Instagram live the whole event.
Oh my gosh, I need to. But also like, I was joking with my husband because he was like, okay, like Brooke, it's like the podcast awards. Like, do you have to really like do the most with your...
Yes.
Because I was looking at like absolutely. Red carpet from last year and it's like people like Dax Shepard and like... It's NPR, New York Times, MSNBC.
And now Brooke.
I know. And so I told...
And so walks in Brooke.
I know. And I told my husband, I said, if I'm not the best dressed person at the podcast awards, it's a pretty low bar. So I've got to bring it.
That's why I stand.
I've got to bring it. Because yes. I'm not...
Have a look.
The other shows nominated are all phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I've reached out to a few of the women. And they're much bigger shows. Like, The Cut is like...
Yeah.
You know, backed by New York Magazine.
Right.
You've got... Fully produced iHeart. Like, this is an independent thing that I do on the side. So I'm not walking in there.
We're literally in your house right now.
Yes, exactly. Like, exactly. I'm not walking in with like a speech prepared, like ready to like go up and accept my award. I'm just happy to be in the building. And I'm also a huge podcast nerd.
Yes.
Joe Rogan has inspired. I've been listening to Joe Rogan for maybe 5-6 years. The Read with Crystal and Kid Fury.
Oh, God.
I have listened literally.
Wait, Brooke, would you do a show? They have a show now, right?
I know, on Fuse, like a TV show. I think that putting out this show once a week is like pushing the absolute limit of what I can do with my full-time job at Instagram that I love.
Yeah.
So I don't think I could have a television show and a job. So for now,
3 more hours in a day.
Yes.
Okay.
But for now, I'm loving doing both. And it's so funny. I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but I was basically planning to take a break from the podcast in 2020.
What?
Before I got this nomination.
You guys should see my face. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was.
Why? Because like is it just too much? Let's talk about you taking care of yourself too. Like, yes, it's a lot. It's
that
a lot.
That was kind of a lot of the impetus.
Yeah.
For, like, basically I feel like I've just had over 100 episodes.
Yes.
And I wanted to basically take a break. So all of the energy and time I spend putting into this show means I can't spend it into like doing other things.
Yeah.
There's so much I want to do. And so I was like, okay, 2020, just take a break, take a pause from the show, and then start to think about like what's next.
Yeah.
Maybe revisit the show. But now since I got this nomination, it was kind of this thing where I was like, it kind of made me realize like I'm being recognized mm-hmm. by other people. So I reached out to iHeart and I said like, thank you so much. Like what's the voting criteria? Like how? And they said it's like a team of podcast professionals, but also people in the industry that like write podcast newsletters and like,
right.
So there are just like some amazing people out there that listen to the show that I guess.
Not surprised.
Nominated.
That's how I found
me.
You, Brooke.
I know, but it's
I
just,
literally found you via just talk. First of all, beauty, duh. So yes. I'm like, who is this person?
Yes. Yeah.
Where is she? I might have stalked you on Instagram.
Okay.
And I forced you to be my friend and you're like, oh, you should be on the podcast. I'm like, yes. Oh, sure. I'm trying to be like humble. And I get there. I'm like, voila, here we go.
Yes.
No, you have to understand like, again, I think it's just so important of using your voice.
Yes.
And the authentic voice that you present.
Yeah.
Number one, your voice is literally made for radio and podcasting.
Thank you.
But like it inspires everyone to be, just be you.
Yes.
Just be you. And then you'd be surprised how many people recognize just you.
Exactly.
Being your best self.
So now I'm just like motivated to like keep going, you know?
But also though, if you need a break.
Yes. So that's my big decision to like have ads on the show, which I was having this like existential crisis over, and like everyone around me was like,
do it.
Are you actually kidding? Like, I need to have ads on the show from brands that I believe in because that's like huge for me so that I can pay more people to help offset the costs. So I'm able to pay someone to help me put together my show notes and get links. Shout out to Elijah. She's amazing.
Okay.
I'm able to pay like an editor. Shout out to Riley at Podigy. He's amazing. Like, I'm able to help to offset some of the burden.
Okay.
I'm still not at the level where I can like walk in and record and it just comes out. Like, I don't have like a full team.
Damn, who does that? Who can do that?
I mean,
they can walk in and just like blah 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 all day on the mic and just like walk away.
Yeah, I mean the OGs in the game. Jeez. Like Howard Stern is not you know, you can imagine that you can get to a place where it's automated, right? It's not that much effort. You have the conversation. And if you can generate enough revenue, you can have people to support. So
okay.
So yeah, I still may take a break. But yeah, that
I just want you to be your best self.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. But yeah, that was like a big highlight for me.
Love it.
You have one other amazing thing that you did this year that you haven't been able to talk about until now.
I haven't.
It's like a Naked Beauty exclusive.
Oh my God. Okay. This might have been literally right after we recorded.
Really?
It might have been a few months after we recorded, or maybe a few weeks rather. I worked with Pat McGrath.
Oh my God. Like the woman herself.
The Pat McGrath. So okay. We were... Mm-hmm.
Sorry, because I just... Like in person with her.
Okay, so here's what happened. I had a friend who worked in PD at Pat McGrath.
Okay.
And she just
PD product development.
Product development. Okay. Yeah. So basically she helps make the stuff for Pat McGrath. So that means like eyeshadow palettes, mascaras, whatever. She was like, hey, I need your face for this complexion product that's coming out. You can't say anything. Sign this NDA. Just come. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
It's like upstairs from like Rescue Spa. Okay. It's like a Sunday. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, whatever. Took the L train over. I get there and like, it's just her and her colleagues. And then she's like, oh, we're going in. I'm like, we're going in where?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, we're going in to go see Pat. I'm like, which Pat?
Yeah. Like what?
So we took this car over to somewhere in Soho. I don't even remember. She was rehearsing for like the Louis Vuitton show.
Oh my God.
And like I'm backstage with Pat McGrath.
Oh my God.
And I literally see her and I like, you know when you faint, but you're not, you're like awake, but like not there.
Yeah.
And there she is. She's like, oh my God, darling. Oh my God, your skin, darling. And I'm just like,
oh my God.
Mom, is that you?
No, like mother.
So mother took her fingers because she like always applies makeup with her fingers.
Yes.
And she was like just basically tapping in product into my skin. And I just was in heaven.
Oh my
God. And it wasn't even just being in her like presence, but it was just like the way she talked about product and the way she described textures. And like you could tell there was a whole story in her brain. Yep. Like this is made for the girl who blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it's so fabulous. And like, what if she's watching YouTube? Like, how will it apply? And like, she's thinking about real life scenarios, all these things. I'm like, oh my God, to be able to number one, wake up and fully be immersed in something you love is like my dream.
Yes.
Like, right.
Yes.
She's like multitasking, triple tasking. She has her actual PD team working on a Sunday. Okay. Yeah. She's preparing for like fashion week.
Yeah.
So she has like Louis Vuitton house of everyone running around. Mm-hmm. She's doing show like actual faces. So there's feathers, sequins. It was amazing. So that was just, oh my God.
So were you able to give like product feedback?
Yes.
Amazing.
She asked me like what I thought about certain things and like what I use. I'm like, Pat McGrath is listening to me.
Oh my God.
It was crazy.
That's
she was so receptive to it. Everything I said, she was like, yeah, I totally understand what you mean. And like, that's different for us. And this is interesting for the consumer. So it was just like, it's like watching like Basquiat paint. It was just like, oh my God, I'm here and I'm watching her.
She's a living legend.
Literally.
Do you think I could ever get her on the podcast?
Absolutely.
But she like doesn't do press. I just have to like keep. Praying.
You have to keep doing it. I think she did a Vogue podcast, but like I think number one, it's gonna happen.
If anyone connected to Pat is listening to this, email me nakedbeautypodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
I'm dying. That's incredible. Well, cheers to us with our water.
Cheers.
We've had amazing, amazing personal years.
I know. It's exciting.
No.
Can you imagine?
And 2020 is only gonna be
bigger and busier.
Bigger and busier. But busier at our own terms, right? Mm-hmm. Because you set the pace of.
The Run Through with Vogue is where you'll meet all the most exciting people in fashion and culture.
I am Fran Lebowitz, who should be the mayor of New York.
We all support that.
We support that.
Very nice.
Nikki.
Yes.
It's been really great being in this beautiful pink room.
All right, Usher, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
All right.
Can you hear me?
We can.
All right, here we are.
On the podcast, you'll learn how Vogue really works.
Sometimes we'll come in for a second or even third run through until we are AWOK.
Can you tell us what AWOK means?
It means AWOK, Anna Wintour OK.
I'm Cho Minardi.
And I'm Chloe Mel.
And we're the hosts of The Run Through with Vogue, where fashion and culture collide.
Join us. It's AWOK.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Your life, and you can always, I mean, being sick was like a,
I know.
It was like,
Brooke.
It was like my immune system was like, you're doing too much, sweetheart. We're just gonna
slow down.
We're just gonna like knock you down. You're gonna be in bed. You're gonna cancel everything, including my Into the Gloss shoot, which my dream of a lifetime.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, 2020, it's gonna happen. Yeah. But like,
Brooke and I were supposed to record a week ago.
Yeah.
And she's I feel so bad. I'm like, Brooke, if you do not relax and put this phone down, we will be here. You know what I mean? Like life will be here. But if you are not well before anything else, then you will literally burn out.
True. And you're flying to Senegal tomorrow. I'm flying to San Francisco.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Japan, so like we really like got it in at the last moment, but I'm so happy we did.
As we do.
Yes.